Hello, and welcome to Living Proof, the teaching ministry of Joseph Castillo. We encourage you to listen to today's message over and over again, so that the Word of God will be in your spirit. Be a blessing, share it with your friends, and we pray that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We also invite you to visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
Psalms 91 revealed that this protection was going to extend not only against human foes, not only against animal foes, but against viruses, against diseases, against extraterrestrial beings. Look at it, Psalms 91. Can we get that on the screen so they can see it? Because many people don't have a Bible. I said to my wife, 1 minute before service, it's a bit small, but this is what it says. It says, I dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and I rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Pestilence is pandemic. Pestilence is disease. Pestilence in the Hebrew means diseases that come from rodents or pets, bats. So the word pestilence means animal-borne diseases. Come on, Corona. Animal-borne disease. HIV. Animal-borne disease. What else? Maybe Ebola is animal-borne disease. So surely He will save you, deliver you. Hallelujah. You might get it, but He'll deliver you from it. Hallelujah. He will heal you from the fowler's snare and the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings will I find refuge. His faithfulness will be my shield and my rampart. Hallelujah. If you want God to be faithful to you, be faithful to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. You reap what you sow. His faithfulness will be my shield and my rampart. I will not fear the terror by night. This is dealing with the tormenting spirits that come in the night hour. Most of the alien abductions that I've studied all came in the night hour. Most of the UFO aircrafts came in the night hour. In the night hours when the enemy likes to operate. That's why Pastor Brownell likes to pray 3 to 6 a.m. He calls it the witch's hour. That's when the warlocks and the witches are in the woods and they're having their ceremonies and they're doing their incantations. And when you get to London, the elites, they meet in their castles and they have their satanic services in the night hour to release demon power. But He says here, hallelujah, that you will not fear the terror of the night, hallelujah. Nor the arrows that fly by the day. That's the drive-by shootings, hallelujah. That's somebody coming up and smoking you, hallelujah. And a drive-by shooting. He says, you'll not be afraid of the arrows that fly by day. You could that means if you're a soldier and you're invading Iraq, that means if you're in any type of situation where there is gunfire, warfare, shooting, attacks, He says, you will not be afraid of those things. Hallelujah. Nor the arrow that flies by day, the bullets, the bombs, hallelujah. Nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. Nor for the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near my home. I will observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. I say, the Lord is my refuge. I'll make the Most High my dwelling. No harm will overtake me. No disaster will come near my tent. For he commands his angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. They lift me up in their hands so that I will not strike my foot against a stone. Hallelujah. I don't fall down. I'm not clumsy. Hallelujah. Because the Lord keeps me. I will tread on the lion and the cobra. I will trample upon the great lion and the serpent. I taught you 2 weeks ago that this was referring to one of those demon spirits. Do you remember that? Amen. With long life, because you love me, says the Lord, I will rescue you, I'll protect you, for you acknowledge my name. You will call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Go back up one verse to the lion, the honor of the young lion, and the serpent. These are extraterrestrial beings. It is stretched here, God's protection, to go beyond that of human protection from human harm, from animal harm. But he stretches it here and says that he will protect you against the lion, the cobra, the great lion and the serpent. These are extraterrestrial beings he's speaking of. I showed you 2 weeks ago in the Greek how these were actually demon spirits. Excuse me, in the Hebrew. Amen. Amen. So now you see your protection is expanded past terrestrial flesh into celestial flesh, celestial beings. But that was the old covenant. Amen. That protection has now expanded to authority. Can you say with me authority? That protection has now expanded to authority over extraterrestrial beings by divine authority transferred to us. See, Jesus spoiled every demon. He spoiled principalities. He spoiled powers. He spoiled the rulers of darkness. He spoiled every demon power. Then he transferred that victory and that authority onto us and gave us power over all devils, the Bible says. Luke 9:1. He gave us power over all devils and to cure diseases. So now it's gone from just having protection from to now having divine authority over. Amen. So now you're seeing that your preeminence as a believer also means that even, since it's celestial, that even angels can't intervene in your life unless somebody prays. So prayer not only stops the hand of the enemy and the avenger, but prayer also releases the hand of the angels. You understand me? That's why we got to pray. Because you have preeminence as a Christian, as a born-again saint, and your words are as license in the spiritual realm. Don't you know now, before we had to sign papers and make contracts, but nowadays, when we bought this place, we notarized it over Zoom. All we had to do was look into the camera, and they just took a picture, and we were notarized. The paperwork was notarized via Zoom. In the spiritual realm, things are licensed and notarized through the voice print technology. Do you understand me? So when somebody comes to attack you, your voice print technology is licensed in the spiritual realm to activate the miracle power of God, to activate the angelic realm, to bind up the demonic realm. So now we find that we rule through words. Why? Because words are a spiritual technology. Jesus said it like this. He said, my words are spirit. In other words, my words are supernatural. My words are a technology. If you understand, as we're studying aliens, you begin to understand, and I'll teach it to you in the next couple of weeks, that aliens are not from another planet. And even NASA and the UFO government body, there's a United States government body of researchers in the Intelligence Bureau dedicated to dealing with UFOs. And they had come to the conclusion, the head of the UFO department has come to the conclusion that these are not interplanetary, they're interdimensional beings. This is a non-Christian, atheist, or secular leader of the United States Military Intelligence Bureau for Aliens and UFOs. And they said, we have discovered that they are not from another planet, they are interdimensional. What does that mean? We have 10 dimensions. There are 10 dimensions according to physics. Me and you only operate in 3 dimensions. These UFOs, they move in such degrees, they'll be going to 23,000 miles, I forgot what it was, hour or minute, I forgot. 23,000 miles an hour might have been. And they can stop on a dime and then make a quick right angle. Which according to the scientists said, these spaceships move in a way that it is, in physics, it's impossible. It's impossible to be a nuts and bolts machine, the way that these spaceships move. And they move so fast that according to the amount of G's, so I guess when there's some kind of speed called G's, and so they move at such fast G's that if there was any kind of flesh and blood creature, they would die. So they realized, this is secular scientists, that aliens and UFOs are not from other planets, but they are interdimensional. They come from another dimension. Now they're starting to catch up with the Bible. See, if science keeps studying, they're going to all be Christians, I'm telling you. Now they're finding that these are interdimensional beings. That's why a UFO could show up and then just disappear. How is that possible? The only way is if it's shifting in and out of dimensions. So now we have to pray because our preeminence as a believer are licenses for what happens in every single dimension. Jesus tried to get us to understand this. Look at this. Look at this in John chapter 17. And I've been wanting to get to this verse the last 3 weeks. But we're so far behind as a church in understanding that I've been having to fight just to get to this verse. But look at John chapter 17, verse 9. Watch this. This is Jesus praying his last prayer on earth. John 17, watch this. Verse 9. He said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. How many of you guys go to prayer meetings and they're praying for Xi Jinping, they're praying for Putin, they're praying for Obama, they're praying for and they're praying for everything. Sometimes we need to narrow down our prayers in the church. And let's just pray for the people who are attending the services. Amen. So he says, I'm not praying for the world, but for those 12 that you have given me, for they are yours. And all of them and all mine are yours. And yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. Now, watch this. I'm no longer in the world. What was happening here? Jesus in his spirit had already went ahead. He's already been crucified. He's already been resurrected. Now, physically, he's still in the earth. But in his spirit, he's already moved beyond all this. He's gone through the crucifixion, and he's resurrected. And he says in the spirit, I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world. But you have to understand that even though he was saying he's not here physically, he was still here physically praying this prayer. His spirit had gone beyond his flesh. You understand me? He said this, and now I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, except the son of perdition. See, at this point, Judas had not betrayed Jesus yet. At this point, he had not been lost, but he's already passed all that. That's already happened to him. But now, I come to you, and these things, watch this, highlight this in your Bible, circle it. These things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. He was saying, before I leave this planet, I have to give license to some things while I still have the authority to do so. You see, can say some prayers in heaven, but unless intercessors grab that and put it in their heart and use their flesh authority to pray it out, nothing will happen. So Jesus is saying, I'm already about to leave, so there's a few things that I have to license before I leave. These things I speak in the world. Because the human decree gives license to the hand of God. And Jesus himself said, and he understood, that his most powerful prayers that will be answered on earth will be while he was here with the dominion to do so in the human flesh. Because if you're not born of the womb, you're illegal. So now you're seeing that your preeminence as a believer reaches not only this realm, but it transcends through the heavenlies through Jesus' name. Isn't that what it says in Matthew chapter 16? Matthew 16, 17. Turn there real quick. We'll end here. This is the quietest church I've ever been in my life. Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Says it right here, Matthew 16, 17. Jesus answered and said to Simon Peter, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you're Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever you bind on earth, in other words, when you're not on earth, you can't bind it. That's why Jesus said, I have to pray these things while I'm in the world. So if you are on the earth, you can now bind it. And what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What's heaven? Is heaven in outer space? No, I submit to you, heaven is interdimensional. Heaven is another dimensional realm. There are 10 dimensions known by physics. There might be more. That's just what our best scientists have figured out, so I go with those 10. There are 10 dimensions. And we only operate knowingly in 3 dimensions. But of course, when you're full of the Holy Ghost and you're operating in the Spirit, you're praying in tongues, you're actually moving in other dimensions. When you start to release angels, see angels, move in the supernatural, see demons, cast them out, now you're moving outside of your 3 dimensions. Amen. But he says, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, if you're not on earth, you can't loose it. If you're not in flesh and blood, if you're not born of a woman, you can't bind it and you can't loose it. This is the preeminence. This is the authority of a believer. Amen. You're the one that can license the spirit or unlicense it. Hallelujah. You're illegal, buddy. Get out of this dorm room in Jesus' name. We used to have to go to dorm rooms in Beijing, cast out demons, because people would have poltergeists. Their laptops would turn off, the lights would come on, books would fly off the shelf, and we'd go in there and unlicense those spirits. And they would never happen again, hallelujah. Because we understood as we went in there, we're the boss. The Bible says unless somebody greater than he comes. Amen. In other words, there's a new sheriff in town. Hallelujah. When you understand who you are and you have received that through meditation in the word, your spirit, Jesus said, I'm one with you, you're one with me, they're one with me. In other words, the word of God becomes one with your spirits. Then he told Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And this has been stretched in the new covenant through the resurrection. No angel, no spirit, no demon, nothing can stand before you. The power to bind and loose remains in the flesh on this planet because that's how God set the spiritual laws in motions. Amen. So now that you get this, which I pray you do, now I'll give you the scarier stuff next week, hallelujah, because you shouldn't be afraid anymore. Now that you understand that all things are under your feet, hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet here today. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray like Jesus for these that you've given me. Let's bow our heads and pray. I pray for those you've given me, God, that they would catch this word, Father God. That in this church there will be no religion, no cultural American Christianity or Latin America, Spanish Christianity, but we would get a hold of being kingdom people. That we truly be an embassy of God. That we would be truly kingdom people and we would understand and stand in the supernatural authority that you've given us. For we are the lighthouses for this world. And as it gets darker and darker and as aliens begin to invade this world from other dimensions, that we would be a truth, a beacon of truth for the lost, a beacon of truth for the confused, a beacon of truth for the deceived. That the deception upon this world about these visitors from other dimensions, Father God, would be revealed and exposed by us as we come to be mature believers. Mature believers, knowing who we are, whose we are, and who they are, and putting them in their proper place. We don't communicate and attempt to communicate with aliens. We bind them up and cast them out. Hallelujah. Because you have called us to do so. You have made us the police of this earth. And we carry the guns. Hallelujah. Spiritual guns. We carry the divine authority. We carry the divine power to break the spirit of pestilence, sickness, disease, poverty, depression, addiction, hatred, envy, lust, murder off of the people that you've given us. Not for the world. As Jesus said, but for the people in our world, our family members, our neighbors, our communities, we pray for them that we would be vessels to set the captives free, starting with our own children, our own parents, our own household, and then our neighbors right here in the greater Tulsa area. And Father, let us be kingdom people. Let us not be so caught up with what's happening in D.C. That we forget about who's committing suicide here in Broken Arrow. That we forget about who's lost and bound and depressed right here and in my dorm, in my Christian college. I'm so busy praying for the United Nations. Lord, help us see the people around us that need a deliverer, that need inner healing, that need salvation. And let us awaken to the harvest. Let us become soul winners in this church. Let us disciple the lost. Let us be a lighthouse, a salt that preserves and impacts and makes a difference. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, if you agree with me, I want you to say amen. Praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Joseph Castillo, and this is Living Proof's podcast. I know you are blessed and encouraged, and I want to invite you today to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. He died for your sins so you don't have to die in that mucky mire of sin. He had lifted you up, shed his blood so you could be forgiven of everything that you've ever done. And all you need to do is open up the door and let the King of Glory come into your heart with the words of your lips. Repeat after me, and God will start a new chapter in your life today. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you now, just as I am. I am a sinner born in sin. But God, you sent your Son to die for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. Wash me in the blood. Forgive my sins. Send your Spirit in my heart. From this day forward, I have new life. I have boldness to share the gospel with others. And Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you said that prayer, I want you to contact the ministry. You could Facebook us, you could email us, you could Instagram us. We're on all those platforms. Bishop Joseph Castillo. Just go to our Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Email me if you want, bishop@theriverchurchtulsa.com. And we'd like to give you a free gift so you can understand this new walk with Christ that God has given you today. It's my book called Reality or Religion, The Beginner's Guide to Faith. We'll send you a copy. If this broadcast has blessed you, I want you to share it with others. And I want you to also partner with our ministry. Help us carry the good news of the gospel across the earth. And you can do so at theriverchurchtulsa.com or asiarevival.com. Once again, that's asiarevival.com or theriverchurchtulsa.com. If you need prayer, feel free to call us at 773-599-7197.